I-94 westbound between Delafield and Lake Mills has been closed because of flooding problems, but now the DOT has started building two crossover points to allow one lane westbound and one lane eastbound for a 5-mile stretch over the Rock and Crawfish Rivers. East and west of there, two lanes would be open each way. That's good news to the management at the Pine Cone Travel Plaza at I-94 and Highway 26 in Johnson Creek. Dan Ratajczak says his business hasn't been able to snag many eastbound customers.
The problem is the front entrance is closed entirely, the entire frontage road, and our entrance is on the frontage road, so I think most are passing us by.
Ratajczak says business has been down 60-75% since the floodwaters began to rise. He hopes the state lives up to promises to have the I-94 crossover done by the end of the week. DOT spokesman Dennis Shook acknowledges the state has been hearing from businesses and travelers.
We sure got a lot of calls from people who were concerned about traveling. And of course, again, you know, like 70% of the commerce in the state, you know, goes over the interstate system. So, you know, when you have a vital link in that system like this down, you know, it really does affect businesses quite a bit.
Shook denies that DOT Secretary Frank Buzalaki ordered the spending of nearly $1 million to build the I-94 crossovers because Buzalaki was getting tired of detours on his commute from Milwaukee to Madison. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.